Now, how you doing, everybody? And today we have on the line the USI President Michael Kerrigan. How you doing, Michael?
Hi, Ian. How are you?
All good. Thank you very much. So today's topic we're going to speak about is the fact that the students have issues with trying to vote in June or July on the Eighth Amendment.
Basically, an issue we would have found, especially a few years ago, when it was suggested around the time of marriage equality, was that thousands of students just won't know by the time they're registering to vote or registering where to vote, where they're going to be living in the summer. So a lot of students who are graduating just wouldn't know where they're going to be living, wouldn't know they're going to be working, as well as thousands of students who go on J1s every summer. But there could be about between 7,000 and 10,000 students who miss out on a chance to vote for several reasons. And we just feel that a time before the summer would suit better. Again, most students tend to be on the side of being in favour of repealing the 8th, but this is an issue for allowing students to vote and a large group of students to be able to accessible to vote. So whatever side of the argument you're on, it's important that students are allowed to vote.
Absolutely, I totally believe. And I believe he was up, we had Leo up in Belfast with the students there, and how did he get on there?
Yeah, great. So he said it would definitely be taken into account. So it was the Students' Union in Queens, in Belfast, who had met with him. I think it was a photo of them of going viral, of them sitting behind him with a repeal jumpers in Queens University, which went well, and it got a lot of traction on the day. But yeah, he said it would be definitely taken into account the time of the year when the referendum will be held. He seems to think that it'll be early summer or else later in the year.
Good.
So we'd be hoping for closer to May time, but again, that will clash with some exams, but at least there will be students be in the country for it.
Absolutely. So the students are going to hold our Leo to his words, I'd imagine.
Yeah, that's the plan anyway.
Good stuff. Now also, we got something through here, Michael, and it definitely concerns me, I have to say, and that is the fact that the students experience negative mental health, and there's only 74% of fear experience mental health in the future. So there's obviously a big fear for students on how the government is dealing and the HSE are dealing with looking after that issue.
I suppose it's something that's been highlighted a lot over the last number of years, of constantly trying to reduce the stigma around mental health and encouraging people to talk. But a lot of the issues we're finding now is that students, just the facilities for them to talk and counselling services are not up to date. They're not anywhere near enough where they need to be. We see a lot of colleges that have 4 to 6 week waiting lists to see a counsellor, and it's having a huge impact on students' lives, on their academic lives, on their personal lives. It's directly affecting retention in colleges, which has always been highlighted as an issue. And there's funding there that's just not being spent to boost staff numbers in the HSE. So we need to do more about it. We've spent years campaigning to get students to talk and to seek help, but now the help isn't there for them.
What kind of percentages are we looking at here, Michael? You know, I see here that we have a 75% of most, well, we believe most mental disorders begin between 15 and 25, which is our student number, you know, our age number. How is the HSE coping with numbers like of younger children here, younger boys and girls as such?
It's struggling at the minute, to be honest. Around 85% of students are between 18 and 23, so a huge number of those people who are developing mental health disorders are third level students. We find that 27% of students will use counselling at some stage during their time in college, and 23% of that will feel that it directly affects their academic performance, and it's keeping people in college, just having those facilities there and having them there on time, that they don't have to wait 4 to 6 weeks waiting to get an appointment.
Just to get an appointment. That's absolutely ridiculous. You know.
Yeah.
HSE needs to be... I can understand the HSE being under pressure all the time, as we know, our HSE is always under pressure in Ireland because there's just none of those.
I think it was 50 million earmarked that hadn't been spent to boost numbers for mental health services in the HSE. But as well as that, we've seen constant cuts to counselling services in colleges and universities for the last number of years, where they're being starved of money, really, and it's one of the only places that they've found it being possible to cut is student services and counselling services. So, it's just a trend we need to see reversed in our own pre-budget submission. We're calling for €3 million to go directly into third-level counselling services to reduce that waiting list.
It's ridiculous. As I can see here, the fact that the new figures only show that 93 extra staff were only hired this year. It's an absolute joke. And what kind of staff would you imagine? What kind of numbers would you imagine would student unions need to cope with the pressures? I can imagine.
The amount of colleges and even the larger ones would be one to two extra counsellors would be available. But another area we're seeing a lot of colleges struggle are ones that have more than one campus. So you'd look at places like GMIT, LIT, where the campus is 2 hours away from each other, and one counsellor covering both. And it's just completely stretching the resources. Not even is there not time on campus, but there's a huge amount of the counsellors' time that are being taken up travelling between Galway City and Letterfrack and Connemara, or LIT and Thurles, and it's just a complete waste of time. You really need counsellors on every campus.
Absolutely. I'd imagine it would turn off any student from even trying to go to a counsellor with issues. You know, if they have to wait 5 to 6 weeks, it's an absolute joke, I have to say.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of them who'll see someone immediately, but it would be a very, maybe a 3 hour service for 10 or 15 minutes, but with a further appointment being made. But again, it's a long waiting list for that.
Well, what can I say? I really, really wish you well when it comes to pushing your point for number one. I really hope that the vote for the 8th Amendment is at the right time in May or thereabouts, you know, and I hope that Leo holds his word. Absolutely, we'd be hoping for that, because we know that the students' vote is very important when it comes to most things, 100%. And there's a huge, huge body of people there that need to be touched. And also, I wish you well for helping and hopefully getting a larger percentage for councillors. In with
That's
the students.
Great. Thanks for being.
No problem. Absolutely great talking to you today, USI President Michael Kerrigan, and we wish to talk to you again very soon. Thank you so much for speaking with us here today. Take care. Right. Bye bye.